This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, this is Brenda. I know that you made appointments for us to look at those five houses this morning, but my beauty shop has just had a cancellation, and I have got to get my hair done. So would you please reschedule those appointments for this afternoon and let me know what time? Okay, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That was Brenda Blaylock, and what's ironic is that I had to record that because I love her accent, but there's no way she, as a person, would ever do something like that to anybody. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Executive Vice President of Home Services of America, which somehow runs or owns Berkshire Hathaway, so it's not small potatoes, attorney Chris Kelly. A little update on the differences, what's happened, the impact of the National Association of Realtors settlement agreement on the MLS publishing commissions, plus a little forecast on 2025 housing. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year-to-date is normally done in the first segment, but when you have the week ending January 3rd, there's not much year-to-date to report, but I do have some data. I do want to first dedicate today's program to the memory of attorney David Magnuson. He was a real estate attorney. He was part of Hawes Record in Williford, who I met in 1983 when I sold them a Savin photocopier to Ron Williford, who was, I think, the senior partner and manager. And then it became Hawes Record, Williford, and Magnuson. And I interviewed Steve Record in April of 2015. I think it was on Truss, can't remember. And so David Magnuson was a great guy. Sadly, around age 72, had some illness. He moved out of town. The law firm's long retired. But good people, good law firm. So rest in peace, David Magnuson. I'm going to take a look at inventory, comparing week one inventory to compare to week 52 of inventory and see how that's fallen over the last few years, or not fallen, but how it fared. First, do want to tell you what's pending and the median price of what's pending. In other words, a collection of what's in escrow at the end of the week for the week ending January 3rd, 2025. Just a snapshot, changes by the hour, number of listings that are pending in escrow. And the median price I started adding about 39 weeks ago. So we ended up the year 2024 with the median price of what sold every week was very, very low. And it brought down what was the year-to-date median price of $2,250,000 for the longest time. It brought it down to $2,227,000 range, $225,000. And then at the last 11th hour of 2024, it brought it down to $2 million. Now, it could change, so I'm not going to put it in writing for all my future stat sheets for 2025. But so far, we finished up 2024 at 15.33 sales per week compared to 2023, 13.23 sales per week. So that's good. But the median price at $2,200,000. Versus 2023, $2,223,850. And you go, oh, the median price went down. Prices went down. I would say no. And based on what's happened the last 4 weeks, 4 weeks of what's in escrow, the pending, 4 weeks ago it was $2,250,000, then $2.6 million, then $2.9 million, and this week, $2.6 million. So you're going to see 2025 start off with this huge high median price when we start tracking 2025. And we're in a ton of sales, 300 and, do I have the total? 797. The first 6 months were 401. Second 6 months, 396. First 6 months of 2024, median price $2,275,000. The second 6 months, $2,150,000. Days on market for the first 6 months, 11. Days on market for the second 6 months, 18. So things were on the market a little longer. Almost the identical number of sales. Generally, the second 6 months, I'm looking at since 2022, the second 6 months median price went down. This 2024 and 2023, the number of sales in each segment were virtually the same, but the median price went down. And again, we end up 2024 at a median price of 2.2 million. When you have 797 sales, so the number right there in the middle is 2.2 million. Now, I think one above the median price of 2.2 million was 2,212,500. And three numbers above the median was 2,225,000. So we were very, very close. Maybe in the next few weeks, if someone inputs some sales, which inevitably they will, for 2024, it could go up. I don't think it'll go down because there was about nine sales at 2.2 million below the median number. So I don't think it would go down, but it potentially could go up to 2,012,000, 2,225,000. We're seven sales away from the median number to being 2,250,000. So we missed that. So we shall see. Average three. Well, I don't want to confuse you with average. I generally don't do averages. Now, inventory, the first week of 2024, the inventory was 124, and then the last week of 2024 was 159. The first week of 2023, the inventory was 93, went up to 119. The first week of 2022, the inventory was 151, and it dropped to 86. So there you go. 2022 is when you saw inventory start to go down. Well, that's not true. But it started to go down to real low numbers. It started to go down in 2021 as well. The first week of 2021, at 291 listings, the last week of the year, it was 80 listings. In 2020, we started off the year 343 listings. It went in less than half, 154. So 2020 is when you started seeing a more of a change. In 2019, we started off the year at 270 listings available, inventory. And it's just the same, 267 at the end of the year. And 2018 started off 323, ended the year 338. So the year that changed was 2020. That's when we saw inventory going down. So last week of the year 2024, we had 159 listings. We had some sales. So today we have 149 listings for you to look at. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with attorney, executive vice president of Home Services of America, Chris Kelly, to give a recap what's going on in the real estate market with MLS not publishing commissions and a 2025 housing market outlook. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.